Is politics tearing apart the FCC? A retiring commissioner says yes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn is leaving that agency after 9 years. She's a Democrat on the commission. She briefly served as acting chairwoman in 2013. During her years there, the Federal Communications Commission has gone from regulating TV and radio to trying to manage the entire internet. Communications has changed a lot. And what used to be wonky policy decisions about net neutrality, broadband subsidies for low-income people, and cheaper phone calls for prison inmates have gotten a lot more public. I talked to Clyburn about her tenure at the agency, but first I asked her why she's leaving now.
Well, I believe it's time. And I also believe that I can be more effective on the outside. You know that for the past 15 or so months, I've been on the other side of the winning debate when it comes to just reasonable and fair rates for inmates and their families, when it comes to looking out for those individuals who cannot afford a dial tone with the Lifeline program that would also have enabled them to have broadband affordably. And so I just found that this was the time, it was the place for me to leave and to be an advocate, a more an effective advocate on the outside versus at the FCC.
That feels like it starts to answer my next question, which is that, you know, during your tenure at the FCC, you are known as such a fierce advocate for consumers. Do you feel like the work that you did or some of the work you did, including briefly as the first woman to chair the commission, is being undone?
Well, a lot of the things that we put forth that were hard fought, they have been reversed. But I am uplifted because there are a number of states, attorneys general, who have said, look, the FCC, we believe you are on the wrong side of history, that you are not doing what it takes to protect the privacy of individuals in this nation, to provide broadband-enabled services in which it's a legally sustainable framework. We believe that you've got it wrong. So you notice 23 attorneys general have weighed in and said, we're going to sue the FCC because the repeal of net neutrality. And so those states said the FCC is punting and won't do anything about it. Then we will.
Is some of what's happening and some of this sort of abrupt reversal partly a factor of the way that the FCC is set up as what is essentially or kind of unavoidably a partisan body? Or has that partisanship sort of crept in during your tenure?
Well, it's interesting the way you phrase the question, because I think I have to answer yes to all of the above. The chair is chosen by the president of the United States. There are 5 members of the FCC, and there is always a 3-2 balance. So you are going to have policies that reflect the tenor and the objectives of whoever is in the White House. That's number one. Number two, I think the country realizes whether it embraces it or not, that we have naturally become more partisan. And I find that unfortunate because what happens is these agencies are becoming more and more hardwired. If I disagree with one or two things in an item, then I vote against the entire item. That is not productive. But what we are finding increasingly is that it's an all or nothing approach to regulation, and we all lose when it's all or nothing.
That is outgoing FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn. Net neutrality is back in the news this week. Lots of tech companies are protesting the repeal of net neutrality rules today. And Senate Democrats are asking for a vote on overturning the FCC's decision as soon as next week. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.